All right, guys, time for Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. Steve, this one is from Miracle in Duval County.
You don't say it like that, Shirley. Come on.
I know. I was waiting for you guys.
Duval.
Yeah, you all.
Come on, Shirley.
3, 2, 1. Duval.
There you go.
All right. Miracle writes, I'm a 30-year-old newlywed, and this is my first marriage. My husband has been married before, and he's still friends with his ex-wife. I didn't mind at all because he never saw her until recently. We closed on our house last week, and he was there while the alarm was being installed. When we got back to our apartment, he said his ex-wife stopped by to see the house because she saw on Facebook that we got the house. He said he showed her around, and she loved it. I was livid. How can he be so stupid? Who should I be more upset with, her or him?
Well, you're not married to her.
Right.
So y'all buy a house. Clothes on it. She in the house before you get there?
Right. But don't forget they put it on Facebook.
I don't care what. You can't come in here. This is my wife's house. See, dog, I don't care if y'all are friends. When you buy the house, it's not yours no more.
Right.
Dog, really? I'm telling you, technically, that's her house. Get a divorce, and I'm going to show you who the house going to go to.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, he shouldn't have done that.
Build some houses for some people.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how's you
putting
build,
it all on social media?
Yeah, they all gone. All the houses I built is gone, dog.
But you're balling now. It's all good.
It's all good. Hey. Everything I look back on, I lost. God gave me tenfold.
That's right. And that's what
tripping.
He does.
I'm all good. That's the good thing about it, man. And some grace and mercy, and you could be on your way. But when you get the grace and mercy, now get on. Don't lay around walling in it.
Yeah, keep it moving. That's
keep
right.
It moving.
She is your ex for a reason.
Yeah. And you don't have to post everything on Facebook.
He's stupid. Your ex-wife ain't got no business in your new house with
that's
your wife,
right.
Dog. That ain't,
she
that
was
ain't.
Disrespectful. She was disrespectful.
Yeah.
Oh, but she know it, though.
She, yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Girl, he had me. She done told all her friend, girl, he had me come over that house see, to see what I thought.
I seen it for her.
All right, we're moving on. Tanya in Montgomery says, I'm 27 years old, and I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years. I really want to get married and have at least 2 children. My boyfriend doesn't want to get married until he completes grad school. We were on the same page with religion, and we're saving money to get a nice home one day. There's just one thing that's really bothering me. I've never met his parents in the 3 years we've been dating. I don't want us to break up, but this is so not cool. Is he just stringing me along?
I'm just saying, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Now, if they live out of town, I understand. But if everybody there in the gump,
yeah,
we got a damn problem now. Yeah. I've been to Montgomery. It ain't that damn big now. I like Montgomery. They got some good people down there. The late, great, my best friend, Greg Calhoun, was there.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I miss that boy.
My boy, Paul Davis, down there. Yes, sir.
I miss that boy bad, man. But, dog, anyway, they got some great people down there. If she live in town, they live in town, and you ain't met the mama, I don't know what y'all doing.
In three years.
Unless he shame of
them. Oh, really? That could be something.
He could be scared to bring you by there because you may see the side he don't want you to see.
Oh.
That could be it.
Okay.
But I don't think you should break up over not meeting the parents. Especially if he's talking about marrying you. But he said y'all ain't getting married till after grad school. I can understand that. Man getting married in school, you know. I understand that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And, you know, you want kids and everything, but, you know, got to get out of school.
How she let 3 years go by, though?
I mean, it's 3 years. They young. How old is she, Shirley?
She's 27, Steve.
She's been dating since she's 24. Ain't no law say you got to get married right now. You know? But now, he talking about after grad school. They done said that. He told her after grad school. Now, she done moved up to date in her mind, but now she done mad because she ain't met the mom and daddy. Just sit tight, sister. You know, when he get out of grad school, he said he's going to marry you. Probably ain't going.
Might beat him at the world.
Did you mumble probably isn't?
I said ain't, Shirley. I ain't ever said isn't.
In your life.
Isn't ain't in my vocabulary.
All right, Teddy in Chicago says, we're just moving on it. I'm in my mid-40s, and my wife and I have hit a rough patch in our sex life. We both sleep nude, and she is a nice booty and backs it up on me every night, but has a fit if I touch it. Huh? After 2 weeks of this, I asked her why, and she said that if I cleaned up after myself and put her first like I should, then my privileges wouldn't be cut off. I want to fix this as quick as I can. Uncle Steve, what can I do to get back to the booty
ASAP? I don't understand
ASAP.
What you're saying.
Okay, he's saying
they
that,
live together. Are they married?
Yeah, they're married. They're married.
They
he's
married.
In his mid-40s.
He in the mid-40s. Nude. How old is she?
He didn't say.
They sleep nude.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And for 2 weeks, his wife has been in the bed nude. But, you know, she cuddles with him, but if he touches it, it's off limits.
They spooning, but they ain't spooning. You know what I'm saying?
Well, dude, you know. I think it's time for a divorce.
Not working. A divorce?
Yeah. I'm leaving you behind this hill. Yeah. You know, all this spooning ain't nothing happening. No, we breaking up. Over. Bye. Thank you. You know, nice knowing you had a nice life. Tell the kids I said see you.
That was funny, Sherry. They spoony, but they not forky.
No, man, ain't nobody doing that. Ain't nobody doing that ever.
No,
bye.
They can't talk, Steve.
Talk for what?
Look, all she wants him to do is pick up after himself and put her first. All right, coming up next, the nephew.
Where that come from in the letter?
I said it. You didn't hear me?
All I heard was, don't touch me.
That's what you had a problem.
The hell is we naked for? What?
Coming up next, the nephew and Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.